Practice Test 3. Listening Section Instructions. This section of the test has three parts. Mark all your answers on the separate answer sheet. Do not make any stray marks on the answer sheet. If you change your mind about an answer, erase your first answer completely. If you do not know the answer, you may guess. Try to answer as many questions as possible. Part 1. In this part, you will hear 20 short conversations. After each conversation, you will hear a question about it. You will hear each conversation and question once. The answer choices are printed in the test booklet. Mark your answers on the separate answer sheet, not in the test booklet. You should mark A, B, C, or D. Do you have any questions? Number 1.
That was one of the best movies I've ever seen.
You can say that again. It took a totally original approach to what seemed like a classic superhero story.
There wasn't a dry eye in the house after the finale.
I know. What an amazing twist. I think that took everyone by surprise.
Yeah, you've got to give the actors some of the credit, I suppose.
It's no wonder a sequel is already being planned.
What surprised the speakers about the film? Number 2.
Mary said she'd help me with a project.
Yeah, well, don't hold your breath.
Why do you say that?
She likes to act all helpful in front of the boss, but she's too lazy. I've been in your position, and she drove me crazy.
In that case, I'd better ask someone else to watch my back.
You do that.
How does the man react to what the woman says? Number 3.
Why was your uncle looking so worried?
I'm afraid you've got me there.
I hope it's nothing serious.
I doubt it. He gets worked up over the slightest thing.
Now I know where you get it from.
Why are the speakers discussing the woman's uncle? Number 4.
I should have asked how you're doing earlier. Would you like some help?
I'm perfectly capable of doing my own work.
Have it your way. I'm just on hand to help out, especially as you've got such a stressful project.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped. I've got so much responsibility, and it's really weighing on my mind. You always lend a hand, and I'm grateful for the offer.
No worries. You know where I am if you need me.
What can be understood from the conversation? Number 5.
I hate to put you out like this.
Don't be silly. You're always welcome here. We're glad to have the company.
Still, I don't want to be a burden for a whole week, so I can check into a hotel tomorrow.
You will do no such thing. How often do I get to see my cousin?
What does the woman say? Number 6.
Did you check the staff had locked up before leaving last night?
George was supposed to do it. I'll ask him about it later.
He doesn't strike me as the responsible type. There have been too many incidences of staff ignoring safety and security regulations lately. If he hasn't fulfilled the task, you should make an example of him.
I see. I'll go and speak to him right away.
What is the man unhappy about? Number 7.
Could you show me how to use the copier? Mr. Denson needs these contracts copied as soon as possible.
Let me have a look. Oh, it seems to have broken down again. You'll need to report it to Lisa on the front desk so she can call someone in.
Right, but until they get a technician in, is there another photocopier in the building?
Not that I know of.
What will probably happen next? Number 8.
Did you arrange the meeting for Thursday?
Apparently, everybody will be busy. I'll see about next Monday.
How hard is it for the management to get together in this company? What are their excuses this time?
This week, there's a big conference which the sales reps will be attending, and the accounts department are having to update their software.
I see. Just get them to confirm when they'll be available.
What is true? Number 9.
Poor Kevin. First he gets a divorce, then he gets fired. He can't seem to catch a break.
Well, hopefully he'll have better luck from now on. He does have a lot of experience, so he might be able to find a good position soon.
Let's take him out tomorrow afternoon. You know, stand by him, give him a boost.
I admire your intentions, but it's not my kind of thing.
What can be understood from the conversation? Number 10.
Catherine isn't coming to school today. She called and said her grandmother has been really sick.
I've heard that one before.
Have you got any reason to doubt her? I mean, if she were lying, she'd be caught out eventually.
Let's just say her relatives happen to come down with something whenever there's a history test.
You have a suspicious mind.
What does the girl imply about Catherine? Number 11.
So, are you going to undertake the new online advertising campaign? I hear management are in favor.
Well, I have to get the green light from the boss first.
You aren't worried that the new approach is a bit of a risk?
No. The research bears out what I've been saying. We'll be ahead of our competitors on this one.
What does the man need to do? Number 12.
Hi, Sue. Oh, it's good to be home.
Well, it's about time you got here. What happened to you?
You wouldn't believe the day I had. The car broke down and it took 2 hours for a tow truck to arrive.
And you didn't think of sending me a message to stop me going out of my mind?
I tried to call, but my cell phone was out of battery.
What does the woman say? Number 13.
Isn't this thriller great?
Yeah, but I wish they'd take a commercial break soon. I want to get something to eat. I'm starving.
How can you eat with so much tension?
Easy. Shall I bring you a drink?
No, I'm fine. Just leave me a slice of pizza for later.
Where are the speakers? Number 14.
What did you think of my essay, Professor Smith?
You can certainly do better. I feel you rushed it. I made some comments in the margin.
Well then, I'll take a look at them and rewrite the essay.
You don't need to go back to step one. The structure is adequate, but there are some details I want you to clear up. You need to apply yourself.
Okay. I'll hand it in by next week.
What does the woman say? Number 15.
I didn't know you were planning to go live in Colombia. I thought you wanted to do a master's degree in education.
It was a spur-of-the-moment decision. A cousin of mine lives out there, and we got talking about it. It just appeals to me more than hitting the books again.
How are you going to make a living?
There are plenty of opportunities for English speakers in the tourism industry or as translators, for example.
Well, it sounds like a great experience.
What are the speakers discussing? Number 16.
What's the word on the 2-week vacation leave I requested?
It's under consideration. I'll probably let you know within the week.
I don't mean to be rude, but everyone else's requests are granted straight away.
There is a procedure, I'm afraid, and we have to consider the company's best interests as to when you can take your leave. You won't miss out or get less than the others.
I understand that, but it feels like it's one rule for everyone else and another for me.
What is the man's complaint? Number 17.
Do you still go to that cafe around the corner?
Not anymore. I found one that's a little further away, but it makes excellent coffee.
Do you mean that place called Paradise Blends?
That's right. It's so classy, with loads of different blends to try, even though the staff aren't the quickest.
I think you're exaggerating. Its prices are sky high, too.
Well, you get what you pay for. I wouldn't swap it for anywhere else.
What does the man say about the new cafe? Number 18.
I need to see Dr. Moyer this evening, please. I don't have an appointment, but I just need a minute.
I'm afraid without an appointment, that's out of the question, sir. If it's an emergency, you should go to the local hospital.
It's nothing like that. I just need to ask him about my medication. He gave me some antibiotics, but I think I'm allergic to them.
I can book you in for 10 o'clock tomorrow, sir. Until then, refrain from taking the pills. You could also ask in a drugstore for some advice.
That never occurred to me. Thank you very much. I'll be here tomorrow anyway.
What will probably happen next? Number 19.
Good morning, Miss Stacy. Could I have a word?
Of course. Come in, Paul.
I've been here for a year now, and I was wondering what my chances of getting a raise are.
I am impressed with your dedication and results, Paul. However, in this difficult economic climate, the only sure way to earn a higher salary is through promotion. You do seem to have a promising future, if you keep up the hard work. On occasion, bonuses are given out, but I haven't heard anything yet.
Well, thank you anyway, Miss Stacy. I'm glad to hear that you're happy with my work.
Why did the man go to see Miss Stacy? Number 20.
We have to do a group project this semester. I think we should all work together again.
I suppose we did collaborate well on last year's history presentation. We need to come up with a topic and speak to Professor Hastings about it first.
I've done some research and found a few interesting ideas. I wanted you both to have a look through them first. I don't want to get ahead of myself.
I have a politics lecture starting in 10 minutes, so email them to me and I'll give you my views this week.
Me too.
Sure, there's no rush, so take your time.
What will the woman do next? End of part 1.